fresh outrage against Russia. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Images that appear to show civilians were intentionally killed near Ukraine's capital, prompting more international condemnation, including from President Biden, who says it amounts to war crimes. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has this live.
Lisa, over the weekend, reports started to come in that Russian forces were leaving the outskirts of Kyiv. Instead of celebrating, Ukrainians shared images of dead civilians left behind in places like Irpin, but mostly Bucha. Some victims had their hands tied behind their backs. Others were burned. Some were just lying in the streets.
You may remember I got criticized for calling Putin a war criminal. Well, the truth of the matter is so what happened in Bucha. This warrants him. He is a war criminal.
The State Department has already officially said there's evidence of war crimes committed in Ukraine. And the president said the evidence is still being gathered and that he will impose additional sanctions on Russia as a result, Lisa.
Thanks, Jessica. Legal challenges over plans to drop a public health precaution that limits asylum seekers.
The Republican attorneys general of Arizona, Louisiana, and Missouri have sued the Biden administration in an attempt to prevent the Centers for Disease Control from lifting Title 42 restrictions on migrants on the southern border.
Rescinding Title 42, one of the last tools left in the toolbox that hasn't even overwhelmed us even more, is just so irresponsible and reckless.
Arizona AG Mark Brnovich says lifting the pandemic-related fast removal order will undermine public safety at the southern border.
Fox's Jared Halper and the CDC says the public health order is no longer necessary. The White House says Homeland Security is preparing for an orderly and humane process at the southern border. Jury deliberations underway at the federal trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor. The defense claims entrapment. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson gets a vote from the Senate Judiciary Committee today, with Republicans, including ranking member Chuck Grassley, still questioning some of her sentencing decisions.
She has consistently applied minimum sentences for dangerous crimes.
But California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein defends Jackson's methods as clear and fair.
She faithfully applies the law in each case.
At least one Republican has said she will support Jackson in the full Senate, Maine Senator Susan Collins. Jury selection underway in the trial of a former Virginia police officer charged with storming the U.S. Capitol with a fellow officer who has agreed to cooperate with federal prosecutors. The federal judge presiding over the trial of former Rocky Mount Police Officer Thomas Robertson said he hopes to finish picking a jury today. Robertson's trial will be the third Capitol riot trial. The first two both ended with convictions. A fast food giant is taken to court over its ads.
Burger King is being sued over a claim that the Whopper doesn't look the same as it does in their advertisements. The class action lawsuit filed in a Miami district court says that BK is deceiving customers, quote, based on false and misleading advertising concerning the size and or the amount of ingredients contained in said menu item. The lawsuit showed a side-by-side comparison of current and former Whopper advertisements, claiming that it shows an increase in 35% in the size of the burger, as well as 100% more beef, despite it not actually happening. Burger King issuing a statement saying that they cannot comment on ongoing legal matters.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. The Dow is up 34 points, but the Nasdaq's rallying up more than 200. Oil prices also soaring, getting back over $103 a barrel, but fluctuating. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.